Madam's comment says Ruby wants Cleaver to pronounce Lushite. I think Cleaver should go through each of the Midnight Islands and settle for us. Is it Z or Zai? Come on.
Kai.
Kai?
It's pronounced Kai, yeah.
He's just saying that to throw us all off.
It's true, it's Greek.
Is that going to stop me pronouncing?
It's Xi, actually.
It's Ki?
Xi. It's a K and a C. Xi.
There you go. I'm so wrong, but I knew it was a K.
What about Lushite, then?
I think Lushite's pretty good, yeah. I always sort of think it Leushite, but it's not right.
It does make it easier to spell if you remember it that way, though.
Indeed, yeah. I have trouble with the spelling of many of the minerals.
Well, I've
A few
got a
islands I
question.
remember too.
Are there more oceans in the works, depending on, more subscribers and Ubi deals and whatnot?
Yeah. There's one actually pretty much done and waiting to go out, which will be exciting. And it's kind of cool. It's very different from the other ones again. So yeah, more oceans. Pending more pirates.
Are you guys going to focus on subscriber or doubloon servers? Has Viridian been working out as far as the doubloon system?
We haven't really decided yet. We're still looking at it. It's definitely, doing something. As you guys will well know, the usage there is much higher than it is on the other two servers. And yeah, I mean it's an interesting business. It's kind of weird, and I'm not comfortable with it in some ways, but in other ways it's definitely better than subscription. It doesn't have the cutoff where you have to tell people to go away, and I like that part of it. It doesn't require the $10 a month commitment, and I like that a lot too. So I think we're probably going to stick with it for a while, but we're definitely not going to sort of move everything over to doubloons. We may move all the Miniclip kids over because they don't convert very well into subscribers. And I mean, they don't convert very well into doubloon purchases either, but it seems to be a more sensible place for them to hang out. So, and we may have to open a new doubloon ocean just because Viridian is kind of filling up. I think 1350 was the peak, the recent peak there. So, we're not quite sure how many we can fit on the server, and we're actually going to try and sort of find out with Viridian. We may be able to get nearer 2000 before we start to see a severe problem. So, but at that point, and that point will probably come in the not too distant future, we'll have to open another doubloon server, which, yeah. So we're definitely sticking with it for the meantime, but we haven't. Maybe in a few months we'll do more of analysis. It's kind of a hard thing to tell out the gate.
Okay, I was just going to ask, I don't think it was asked yet. Are doubloon or are Adventure Islands really what we're looking for? As in, are those on their way anytime in the near future?
They may be what you're looking for. I'm not going to comment on their wayness or otherwise. But the list is mighty, right? But then again, we are actually, making our way through the list. I think it's a question of what gets the most fun for your development time. And I was we were talking about Adventure Islands just the other day at lunch, and I was saying, oh, it would be so great, but there would be lots of things that would be so great, and we have very limited resources, so it's just a question of what we can do that we think will be the most fun, and that would be one of them. But some other fun stuff to be a variation when you're out pillaging, I think, might be more interesting in the immediate term. But they are what you're looking for. I mean, whatever it is that you're looking for, that's on Adventure Islands.
Has there been any thought to a kind of in between subscribing and doubloon, sort of like set up like a subscriber ocean, but if your account expires, you still can log in your character, but without the same abilities, sort of you could only be a cabin person or something like that.
You mean like an indefinite free trial kind of thing?
Yeah, sort of. You only have some of the abilities that a full pirate would have.
Yeah, we could do something like that. It's sort of worth considering. But if, well, I guess, you know, for existing subscribers, I'd be much more inclined to do something like that. In some ways, I'm more inclined to make it, to put more of a barrier to entry on the subscription oceans if we're going to push forward with Dublins, because you know, one of the problems with subscription oceans is, you know, if you get like tons and tons of annoying greenies who are never going to subscribe, it's like every time that you try and train them up, it's you're sort of like wasting your time a bit, which is frustrating. So if you knew that everyone who was a greenie on the subscription ocean, for example, had already put their credit card in, they're on a free trial, but they, you know, had like 7 days before they had to cancel in order, otherwise they got billed, then, you know, you'd know that they were very much more likely to stick around. So I'm kind of more tempted to try that on the subscription side and actually tighten it down a bit more now that we have the doubloons thing. But we could definitely try something like that, and we did consider it before we did the doubloons thing. But it's tough if you have the indefinite free trial without ever subscribing. Then you know, it's tough to say whether, I mean, you have to probably take more away than you do now. I mean, just the things that you get access to now might not necessarily be enough to make people turn over into subscribers, but maybe it would. We should probably try more of these things, frankly. It's the bottom line. I mean, we don't really know until you try.